This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Oh, my God. We're in the leaf-blowing studio right here in the Auto World Plaza, and that leaf blower, oh, yeah, the smell of the two-stroke. Welcome in to the leaf-blowing studio here at Auto World. You are listening to Auto World, the second hour. I'm Mark Evans. It's 'tis the season. Leaves everywhere. Oh, yeah. I want your opinion. Two-stroke leaf blower, four-stroke leaf blower, or electric? Which one's your favorite? Which one do you have? Which one do you hate because you have to pull the ripcord constantly to get the thing to start? I prefer, well, like we have, I have a two-stroke with a turbocharger on it. Why not? The thing about two-strokes, it's got oil in there, two-stroke, you know, two-cycle engine oil in the gasoline. And so a little refresher here, a little Auto World tip already out of the gate on the second hour. Keep the RPMs high. Keep it fast. Keep it running hard and fast. That way you don't foul a plug. Or buy a Hurricane electric and plug it in with two batteries and you'll be good too. Which one's quieter? Gas or electric? Anyway, that's just a little bit of, you know, a little touch and a taste of what we're going to be doing here on the second hour. Your opinions. That's what it's all about. Right here on Auto World each and every week at 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email. If you have any, well, smells like leaves burning on your heater core, causing the heater core to rot. Yes, come springtime, you go through the fall here with the leaves falling into the grill, and you'll have leaves packed into your heater core causing it to rot, and you won't smell antifreeze. You'll be smelling, of course, leaves burning for like three, four months. If you're back east, probably more than that. But come air conditioning time, you'll have antifreeze leaking on the floor on the passenger side because the leaves rotted out your heater core. Get a leaf blower and blow the leaves out of the grill that's underneath the windshield, folks. The leaf blowers are pretty cheap, actually. Well, here on the second hour, not only are you taking time out of your life, I do appreciate it, to sit in your comfortable chair or relaxing, listening to Auto World. I do appreciate that. I'm Mark Evans, and here today on the second hour of Auto World, I'm going down the list. We started at number 16. Oh, yeah, we're going to be on number 11. And I'm going to give you another little bit of those strangest cars that stop traffic here on the second hour. And then, of course, the third hour of Auto World, you're going to get a little bit more of it. And then we're going to find out on the third hour the number one vehicle that stopped traffic. And when you say that, I mean, I'm talking about it stopped traffic. Yeah, maybe they turned ahead and got in an accident. Watch out where you're driving. And let's get this answered. W16. Oh, yeah. What is it? It's an engine. How many cylinders do you have in your truck, your car? What's W16 stand for? We're going to give you a little bit of who has it, where is it, how much horsepower, why did they do it, how come and why's coming here the second hour. Also, this hour, we're going to get to the meteorite. What? Yeah. That's what happened on this day in automotive history. Something to do with a meteorite. But first and foremost, folks, it's all about you. You're the star of the show, and I want to hear from you. our number here. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the 2800 GCN mixer machine. Oh, yeah. 22 feet long, 13 feet wide. He's sitting there. Now, he can't reach the top button, so sometimes he's got to really, really stretch to get it to make you sound good. But he does. That's what it's all about. 855-660-4261. A little trivia for you. We like to do trivia on Auto World each and every hour and each and every week. Here's one that you'll like coming into the cold months. Have you ever had to buy or put on tire chains? And there are so many different styles of tire chains. We're going to talk about tire chains, of course, January and February, where we, you know, you're going to be putting them on. And I'm going to back the bus up and talk to you about tire chains coming up next month. I want you to get tire chains if you need them beforehand. So I'm going to give you some tips about which ones are the best to buy, brand-wise, price-wise, and the easiest to put on, because it's no fun. I grew up in a time where they were chains, literally those cold linked chains. No fun. No fun. Ka-clunk, 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 damaging mom and dad's car fender. Little trivia for you on that. What is a slang term describing putting tire chains on a truck? Putting on the iron.
Oh, yeah. Putting on the iron.
That's what it's all about. Right here in Auto World, we're going to share your emails. And with that said, I'm going to go to the email bag to the left of me right now. Now, email-wise, here it is. Now, let me see there. Thank you, Delivering David. Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210. Get out of the studio and go find us some news. He's gone. I had to get rid of him. Thank you. He says, who's going to be starting the weed blower up, blowing air in your face then? Well, we'll have to worry about that come that time. Email-wise, what we do, you email me through the week whenever you're listening, whenever your car truck breaks down, whenever you need help consulting with your bill at the auto repair shop, the body shop, the detail shop, and including the windshield shop. I'll be more than happy at no cost, folks. There's no cost to it at all. I never ask. Your coupons never expire here on Auto World. If you got them, use them. That means just call or email me at any time. With concerns, you don't understand the bill. You don't understand if they're telling you the truth when it comes to the detail or the windshield replacement or the transmission being replaced or automotive repair, you know, any of that. I'm certified in many, many fields and all of that. I've been doing it all my life. I can help you, and a lot of you do. So what we do, you email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I take your emails. The staff, we print them out, and I try to get to each and every one of you and help you through the week, and I've got quite a few. And for you folks that are listening and didn't get to you yet, I will. Promise you, I will. I'm going to be working some overtime here Saturday and Sunday to get to you and help you. After I get, you know, done off air, live, we're going to help you live anyway. And if you do want me to call you, throw in your phone number there on the email, and I will call you direct, and we'll help you. I actually have called some shops this last week on behalf of you, our listeners, that emailed me and said, could you just call the shop? They're telling me I need a new transmission at, you know, $5,400 on my dotted out year, make, and model. And I called them and talked to the shop. Found out, you know, the mechanic jargon, the talk. I found out, in fact, what the shop needed to do with the transmission, and I gave him another idea. And that idea is, whoa, why spend that kind of money when we can just buy is the car worth it? And in this point, it was not worth it. The car was roughly about a $4,000 car. So you have to be kind of careful there, too. So anyway, email me, and we'll print these out, and we'll share some of them on the air, which we are going to do after this first break. I've got an email here that I've been reading, and if you do not want me to share the email on air live, just say don't share, but help me anyway, and I will always help you. Absolutely. And this email here is coming from Illinois, actually, that I can read. We're going to share Atticus's email when we come back from this short break, and I'm looking forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me, address, my name, Mark Evans. Good to have you along with us. Can't wait to come back. I'm Mark Evans. See you in a few.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
But the thing that ain't so bad, 'cause I got a guarantee 500. You get the house, I get a cheap hotel room. You get a friend, but that should not we
Don't take my galaxy away. Boy, I could really put a lot of leaf blowers in the trunk of a Galaxy 500.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from the leaf blower studio with leaves everywhere in here. The smell of two-stroke engine oil.
Oh, yeah, coming out of the leaf blower.
You know, you buy a leaf blower on the fact of how much air it blows to blow your leaves over into the neighbor's yard. Then he or she blows them back, and then you do it again. Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. Coming from the Leaf Blower Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. Live from Boise, Idaho, I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along. Get those leaves picked up and throw the rake away. Let's get you a horse-powered, electric, two-stroke or four-stroke. Which one's noisier, gas or electric? Some of you might be saying, well, it depends on how much air it's blowing. We did a little bit of a study here. Why not? Why not? You know, get the Auto World staff involved. It's kind of fun, you think about it. It's kind of like dodgeball. Remember the days you got the dodge? Started back in high school, right? You start at the center line, you got the balls out there, and you run back forth, and you start dodging balls. Well, we have the leaf blowers here at Auto World. We got the leaf blowers out, and we started blowing everybody's hats off. It was one of the rules to put a hat on. You could put the hat on backwards or forward. It didn't matter. But whoever had a hat on at the end of the competition wins. What did they win, you'd ask? Well, they won that leaf blower. The results coming the third hour here on Auto World. Got to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right now it's time for, the strangest cars that stop traffic. We started at number 16, of course, coming down the list on the first hour. We're in the second hour. Now, a little bit of a grouping. In the third hour, we're going to get to the winner, number one slot, on the third hour of who's the winner of which car stopped traffic the best. Who stopped and got pictures. Let's go to number 11. We went from 16 down to number 11. Number 11 is the 1962 Peel P50. It's a three-wheel vehicle, folks. It weighs about 130 pounds. It's a one person, barely fits in there. It's the smallest car, of course, in 1962. And, of course, at that point, it was really small, and you could pick it up. I mean, 130 pounds, one person could pick the front up and swivel it around. So you could drive it into the grocery store, in which they did. They did their grocery shopping. I don't know where they put their groceries, but anyway. Now, number 10, the 1961 Apple car. You know, the car and boat. All in one. The one thing about
Golly.
Yeah, that's right. Golly, the Apple car. That car had to have two insurance policies on it. So who was the winner there? The insurance agent. He had to have an insurance policy for the car, dry land, and for the boat, wet. Number 9, Mercedes-Benz, the F-15. It was basically a pod-type vehicle. It was basically, it was a concept back in 2015. It's kind of like an egg. Four people could sit in there. They actually, you look at each other. Two in the front, two in the back, nothing in the middle. You look at each other sitting in a pod. Self-driving, of course. Self-driving. Number 8, the boater home. Yeah, that's right, the boater home. This is a 28-foot boat that was attached to a Ford chassis. And you'd just drive down the road. So you'd have your cab up front, and then you'd walk in the back, and you'd walk into your boat. The front would tip down, then you back the whole thing, back into the lake and the water, and start the motors up on the back of the boat and pull that boat right off of that chassis. Oh, yeah. Number 8. Number 7, the GM, the 1958, the Firebird 3. It was a spaceship. Two big glass domes, of course, two people could ride in it. You had a glass dome over the top of you, and it had rear wings, side rear wings also. It looked like a spaceship. That's number 7. Number 6. And number 6, folks, is the vehicle that we had on our Instagram account, Auto World Media, our Facebook page, of course. My address is my name, Mark Evans, and also welcome you over there to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. We have a lot of fun over there. Go ahead and take a look. It's the upside down truck. What is it? It's exactly what I just stated. It's a gentleman built this. He was a mechanic.
Yay, the mechanics!
Yes, he was a mechanic like myself, a technician that decided to build something completely unique and different. It's a 1995 Ford F-150 upside down. That's right.
Shazanya.
Yeah, that's right. Driving down the road, with a 1995 Ford F-150 upside down. It's made out of a 1995 Ford F-150 and a 1991 Ford Ranger. He had $6,000. It was his budget, and he did it. So go over and take a look. Mark Evans is my address on Facebook. Auto World Radio. That's number six. The third hour, we're going to give you, six more and get to the top. I think maybe one of my favorites was that 1995 Ford F-150 upside down. You see it's like, huh? How'd he do that? He's sitting in a truck with it upside down, and it's legal. He's got license plates on it. It's working. Okay, let's get now. We have a little bit of time before the next break. I wanted to get to I gave you a little bit of chance to get, Googling it, finding out what the W16 is all about. Well, here it is. It's a 16-cylinder W16. It's a Volkswagen engine. What? It's in the Bugatti Chiron. The Bugatti Chiron, folks. A 16-cylinder with four turbos. What? Oh, yeah. It goes 186 miles an hour in 13.1 seconds. 1,180 foot-pounds of torque. Four turbos. 16 pistons. Wowza. Very expensive, of course, but here's something that I wanted to share with all of you. You talk about how your car is fast and how it's operating and how the cars have changed in the aspect of speed and handling and safety and all this. And the Bugatti Chiron that has the W16, 16 cylinders, four turbos. The SS model was tested and did reach a speed of 304.77 miles per hour, folks. 304 miles an hour. Think about that for just a second while you're driving your family car at 85 miles an hour. Ooh, that's some speed, isn't it? We're going to come back from a short break here in a little bit and talk about the meteorite, but right now, we can't do it yet. We're going to come back. There's somebody saying bye-bye, but we're going to get to that. What's this all about? Meteorite on this day in automotive history? Coming right back at you. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she believes Democrats will come together and do what's necessary when it comes to the budget.
I think everyone realizes, all the Democrats in Congress, that this is an historic opportunity that we have to invest in this country to address some longstanding structural problems that have been holding back American families.
The Treasury Secretary speaking on ABC's This Week. And for the first time since the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan, the U.S. beginning talks with the Taliban, the extremist group saying they will not cooperate with the U.S. to contain the ISIS terrorist group after they claimed responsibility for a recent bombing that killed four dozen. Severe storms capable of producing large hail, tornadoes, and damaging winds expected this afternoon into the overnight hours in portions of Oklahoma and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the Leaf Blower Studio, I decided to ask the guys to go over to the house and get the turbocharged two-stroke leaf blower. Why not? I want to see if we can blow the hair right off my head today here on Auto World. Coming from Boise, Idaho, live in the Auto World Plaza. Down the hall, we did. Go down the hall, climbed into the Leaf Blower Studio, where the crew here, the staff, thank you for putting in 18 bags of leaves into the studio. I can't hardly believe the electronics are still working. There's leaves everywhere. Had to blow off the keyboard just so I can see if anybody's emailing. Oh, yeah, there we are. I can see it. Okay, so I can now see if you've emailed me. Thank you. Thank you for blowing those leaves off the keyboard. Oh, yeah. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. How to get a hold of me? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook Messenger me. I do accept Facebook, of course. Facebook Messenger me. Mark Evans is the address, my name. And, of course, I all welcome you over to the Instagram account, Auto World Media. Take a look at the little green little car that we're going to get to on the third hour. And basically what that's all about is your car green with envy. Because there is a automobile, folks. It took a five-minute pit stop, and it went, after that little five-minute pit stop, it went 845 miles. That's coming in the third hour, right here on Auto World. But we're in the second hour, and that means it's time to go to the email bag to the left of me. There it is. Let's reach in there and see if I can't find Atticus's. Atticus emailed me from Aurora, Illinois earlier, and I got it, and we printed it out. There it is. Whew, man, a lot of them in that email bag, and I like that. I am going to get to all your emails, by the way, before Saturday and Sunday is done and over with. We're going to help you. So when you get, you can pick up the phone come Monday morning and tell the detail shop, the windshield shop, the automotive repair shop, the transmission shop, the brake shop, all the shops, the truth behind what they're telling you. And I'm going to help you with that. I'm ASC certified master technician. Look for the little blue star. It has A-S-E in it when you're at any one of those type of shops. Okay, I can read Atticus's email here. Let's do it. Hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you, Atticus. Appreciate that. I'm with you every week right here in Aurora, Illinois. That means it's time for a shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate, WRNN, 1410 AM 1410. There's our shout-out horn. Elgin, Wheaton, Aurora, Arlington, Illinois. Good to have all of you and every one of you in between those towns with me today because of Atticus. Atticus says, I have a really odd problem with my 2005 Honda Odyssey. Great van. We purchased it new at the dealer. I've serviced it regularly. Normal repairs have been done, like the starter, the battery, the brakes, the tune-up, the tires. The most expensive was the replacement of the transmission. But now it has problems, and it doesn't want to start sometimes. Put the key in it, Mark, turn, and nothing. Has a good battery. The lights are bright, but nothing else works with the key on. Could this be something simple, ? And is this something that I have to take to the dealer, or can my neighborhood repair shop do the repair, ? Thank you for your advice, Atticus in Aurora, Illinois. Atticus, appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's good to be with you. I was born in Peoria, Illinois. Know Peoria quite well, and Morton, Illinois, and, of course, Springfield and Chicago. Been there, done that. Of course, later in life, we did some drag racing down the road there in Gary, Indiana. But, of course, I had to get back on our couple-hour breaks and drive over into Chicago and have a fine meal. Never did get to see Oprah. Anyway, let's get back to the email from Atticus. Atticus, your 2005 Honda Odyssey, that no-start problem you have, take a breath because it's going to be a little bit costly. But here's what's wrong. You have a immobilizer. I'll say it again. You have an immobilizer out. That is part of the security system, Atticus. And what it is, when you look at your Honda Odyssey where you put your key in, you're putting your key into the ignition switch. Yes, it's electronic, yes. But around. Now what you're going to see is a little plastic ring. It's kind of white in color. And that's part of the immobilizer. The plastic shield that's on top of the steering column and the plastic shield that's on the bottom of it kind of hides, of course, all the ugliness of the mechanics and the engineering that's in that steering column. It's also hiding the immobilizer. All you see is the little glowing, and it's probably not glowing anymore, the white ring around where you're putting your key in. You have to take the plastic shields off to replace the immobilizer. It's a security system, so no one can steal your Honda Odyssey. And no, Atticus, you cannot. And this goes for all of you. You cannot just replace the key and expect it to start. The key is coded to the immobilizer. The immobilizer is quite expensive. You have to buy it at the Honda dealer, Atticus. You do. And with that said, if your Honda Odyssey, the 2005 Honda Odyssey, is not starting right now, you're going to have to go ahead. Sorry, but you're going to have it towed to the dealership because they're going to have to put the immobilizer in and program the immobilizer, the new immobilizer, to the new key that's coming with the immobilizer. They program it electronically. You can't do that yourself. And, of course, I'm going to tell you the truth. Independent repair facility like myself, we can't do it either. I've had to. Yes, I'll buy the immobilizer from the dealership. They know me. I get a good buy on it. I pass it on to my customer, my clientele, my friends, my relatives. But I still have to have it towed over there so they can program it. Yeah, there's just some things us independents just can't do. Atticus, thank you for emailing me and giving me this great email from Illinois, Aurora, Illinois. And I do have some great gifts, if you will. Send me back an email so I can, you know, that I can send you some great gifts out of the Lincoln Continental truck that's outside. Yes, it's full of leaves, actually. And maybe we'll take our leaf blowers and blow the leaves off so we can get some of those gifts out for you. I think we will. Yes, we will, because I got some great gifts for you. Now, folks, today, here on Auto World, at the third hour, we're going to be talking about who won the leaf-blowing competition here at Auto World. Each and every one of us had a leaf blower in our hand, electric, two-stroke, four-stroke. We did a test to find out which leaf blower is going to blow the best, who has more, well, the more sound, who's quieter, and who has the more air. And, of course, I don't know if they... I have a lot of hot air, as you know. Yeah, it looks like the microphone temperature right now is 103. We're going to get to the who won the competition, who blew the hats, who actually had a hat left on their head at the end of the leaf-blowing competition right here on Auto World. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come right back, and you're going to learn what happened on this day in automotive history. Something to do with a meteorite? What? I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pleasure to have you along with me to let the good times roll. What a treat. I'm honored, proud to have you here each and every week. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every week. And remember, you can stay in touch with me throughout the week on your time. Your time is when that car, that truck, your leaf blower, yes, is not working. You need my help. Use email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I can never have enough emails, folks, so don't be bashful at any time. Share with me pictures of your automobiles, your rides, what you're proud of, and we're working on getting those pictures and your pride ride there on the website, autoworldmedia.com. If you have a little story to share with us, your first car, your second car, your last car, your lemon car, your best car, whatever kind of car, you want to share what kind of gas mileage you're not getting, do. Or what kind of gas mileage you are getting. We're going to share it right there on autoworldmedia.com. Don't forget, now, Facebook message me. Address, Mark Evans. Now, coming up, third hour, the Guinness World Record has been set. 5-minute pit stop, folks. It went. This car went 845 miles. We're going to get to that here in the third hour. But right now, a little trivia, some more trivia for you. What car company came out with the RX-8 in 2004? What car company came out with the RX-8 in 2004? We'll just let that sit and stew for a little bit, and then I'm going to tell you the answer. And or you can answer it. Please do. I've always got a great gift for each and every one of you. The phone number here, Axelrod Alex, of course, sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine, 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It's time. What happened on this day in automotive history? It was back in 1992 is when it did happen that year. Peekskill meteorite. That's right. Peekskill meteorite hits a Chevrolet. Ouch. Yes, something out of this world happened on this day in 1992, folks. A meteorite struck a parked 1980, Chevrolet Malibu in Peekskill, New York. Thousands of people looked on that evening as a meteor, later discovered to be 4.4 billion years old, lit up the sky over the east coast of the United States. Upon hearing what teenager Michelle Knapp, well, she was the owner of the Malibu, described as a three-car crash. She ran outside to discover a hole had been blown in her car's trunk. Despite the damage, her $300 Malibu was soon worth, you guessed it, $10,000 to a meteorite dealer. She was also able to sell the sulfur-smelling 26-pound meteor itself for an astonishing $69,000 to a group of collectors. The Peekskill meteorite is one of the most historic meteor events in recent history. Its entrance into the Earth's atmosphere was witnessed by many people across the eastern half of the United States. The meteor broke up as it crossed over the Kentucky before moving over West Virginia and Pennsylvania in northeastern direction. As it entered the Earth's atmosphere, it slowly from 8.8 miles per second before to 164 miles per hour, the speed it was traveling when it smashed into the Malibu. And yes, it barely missed the gas tank en route to the ground beneath the car, where it left a small impact crater. Ka-ching! A $300 Chevy Malibu. A teenager. Michelle Knapp, congratulations to you. $10,000 plus $69,000. I think that adds up to like $79,000. That Chevy got, she got, that Chevy Malibu paid off for her. I don't know if you you folks back east that are listening were part of that and seen that meteorite come into the Earth's atmosphere, but that is what happened on this day in automotive history. That's just one of the segments we like to do here on Auto World each and every week. Coming up also in the third hour, we're going to be talking about, well, we're going to get to the winner of who was, what car was the strangest car that stopped traffic. And also we're going to get to the leaf blowing contest here on Auto World. We have the staff here, Lawnmower Larry, our hair, my hairstylist, of course, you know, Lion Lucy. My Lion Lucy, my makeup artist. She had a leaf blower in her hand. We got the two-stroke, the four-stroke, and also the electrics were in line. Each one of us had a baseball cap on our head, and we also tried to get, well, the key was to keep the baseball hat on your head. Blow those leaf blowers at each other until the hat blows off. Did I win? Well, you're going to find out in the third hour. But most of all, your emails. Now, the third hour, also, I'm going to be sharing another email with you. I'm going to go to the email bag. Delivering David, he is out there, and he is also looking for some awesome news. And I just got a text from him. He didn't take him long. He was blowing the leaf blower here in the studio. Now he's gone, and he's found something that's going to be coming into us. But first and foremost, we got to say bye-bye to, not to the show yet, no, but we got to say bye-bye to California and hello, Austin, Texas. Tesla announced this last week. They're moving out of California. Palo Alto, California, and they're going to move into Austin, Texas. They've run out of room. Factory-wise, they've run out of room. They need more room, and they're moving the whole entire plant there to Austin, Texas. And here's what they're going to be building at the Austin, Texas for you folks. I'm sorry, California, and hello to Texas. Now, I do not know. I don't have any news on if the folks at are working in the California plant are going to be transferred. I would say yes. I'm pretty sure he would do that, Elon Musk, the founder and, of course, of the CEO, the owner of Tesla. But Austin, Texas, knock, knock, here we come, huh, with Tesla. And is it a good sign that Tesla's growing that much that you all are buying more Teslas each and every day? You know, the market share is 63%. Silverado's coming your way, as I stated on the first hour here at the CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Been there many times. I'll see if I can't sneak in there this year. Maybe broadcast live, get some great interviews for us. But electric is coming your way. The Chevrolet Silverado will be there live. But Tesla's planning on to build the Model Y, and they're going to be building the Cybertruck in Austin, Texas. They had to delay the Cybertruck for building at this point, delay it out there a little farther, but according to Elon Musk, they're going to be building that Cybertruck there in Texas, and also more of the Model Y coming your way right there from Austin, Texas. So I always want to shout out to each and every one of you on your opinions of electric and on, of course, gasoline. And a lot of you have sent me some emails, good and bad, about what you feel about electric and gas and or diesel. I'm finding out, reading your emails and the responses that I'm getting from you, that the diesel owners love diesel, and they do not want to give up their diesels for anything. Like the General Motors Hummer that has 1,000 horsepower, they say no. They want the diesel. They want the diesel vehicles, the diesel trucks, to pull their toys, pull their horse trailers, pull their construction trailers, pull everything. And that's fine. I appreciate you sending me your responses and your feelings. That's what Auto World's all about. Each and every hour and each and every week. Well, there goes that. Oh, my gosh, the second hour is leaving us. I want to thank everybody that helps put on Auto World, of course, each and every hour. Axelrod, Alex, the producer of the show. Thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Oh, yeah, he does. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager. He's always keeping the wheels on this show. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of GCN, Genesis Communications Network. Thanks, Ted. Makeup artist Lion Lucy, she says you're always looking good, Mark. My personal chauffeur, I wouldn't get here without him. That is a slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Loudmouth Jay the janitor. Thank you. Hey, everybody, drive safe and motor on. We'll see you on the third hour.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.